Bush administration officials say they will stay the course in Iraq. After a week in which a bomb struck the UN compound in Baghdad, experts across the political spectrum called for the U.S. to send in more troops. But this weekend, Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator in Iraq, said more troops are not necessary at this time. Bremer also told Fox News, quote, "It is hard to see how the United Nations can play a further military role." U.S. officials said they would welcome more foreign troops as long as the U.S. stays in command, and they're trying new tactics to stabilize the country. In an interview with the New York Times published this morning, the top American police official in Iraq says he wants to send Iraqi police to a training camp in Hungary. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us now to talk about this and other political issues around the political spectrum. Juan, I know Secretary of State Colin Powell asked the United Nations to try to get member nations to do more to help Iraq last week. What are people saying here in Washington about whether that's really necessary?
Well, you have a number of congressional delegations returning from the area, Steve, and what you're getting is a sense of people thinking that the United States force there is inadequate. Senator John McCain said he thinks another division, about 18,000 Americans, are needed on the ground. That would be in addition to the 139,000 that are there right now. But Senator Joseph Biden, who's the leading Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, also returned. He said it's more like 40 to 60,000 that would be needed. So what you're seeing here is a quantum leap in terms of the sense of people on the Hill of what the commitment required would be if we are to win in Iraq, if we are to truly go about this restructuring in some effective manner. What was truly telling is there's also concern about the cost of this war, and you saw this coming from a South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who said he thinks there are billions of dollars more required if the U.S. is truly serious about rebuilding, not only in Iraq, but also in Afghanistan. So there's this sense of a need for more people and more money if the United States, in a short time frame available before things might fall apart, is to truly succeed.
So we've got several sets of numbers here, Juan. We talked about the number of troops. We talked about the cost. And not to get too cynical about it, but certainly politicians are also watching the poll numbers on this.
You know it. They watch it very closely. And the Democrats smell blood in that sense. What you see just in a Newsweek poll that's just out, a Newsweek poll indicates that President Bush's ratings are continuing to fall at the moment. The current approval rating of about 53% is down 18% since April. And for the first time, Steve, what you're seeing is more registered voters saying they don't want Bush reelected to another term as president, 49%, as opposed to those who say they want him reelected. So what you see is it's only 44% who say they want to give him a second term. What you see is a sense that maybe the president's unassailable stand and the popularity as a result of the going into Iraq has really gone down as people start to question it. People start to wonder about the lack of discovery of weapons of mass destruction. It's not capturing Saddam Hussein. I think, Howard Dean, who's kind of the emerging leading Democrat, said over the weekend, you know, if occupation collapses and al-Qaeda is able to move more freely in Iraq, then that will be a worse situation for the United States than if Saddam had stayed in power. That kind of thinking, that kind of public statement is different right now, very different than what we were hearing before.
And let's check in very briefly on an incumbent who's in serious, serious trouble, Governor Gray Davis of California. How has his campaign to keep his job progressed over the weekend?
Well, you know, he gave this speech in the middle of last week in which he really tapped into the advice that he's been getting from former President Clinton, where he said, basically, there's a vast right-wing conspiracy out there after me. But his campaign is not going well because Cruz Bustamante, lieutenant governor, really has picked up steam with endorsement from the congressional delegation and the major teachers union in the state.
Okay. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks very much.